亲爱的弟兄姐妹，请打开圣经到马可福音。
My beloved brethren in Christ, please turn to the Gospel of Mark.
今天早上我们会回到一起来查考马可福音，我们会看马可福音第六章第一到第六节。
Today as we return to the Book of Mark, we will be looking at Mark 6:1-6.
首先让我们来读马可福音第六章第一到第六节。耶稣离开那里，来到自己的家乡，门徒也跟从他。到了安息日，他在会堂里教训人，众人听见就甚稀奇，说这人从哪里有这些事呢？所赐给他的是什么智慧？他手所做的是何等的异能呢？这不是那木匠吗？不是玛利亚的儿子雅各、约西、犹大、西门的长兄吗？他妹妹们不也是在我们这里吗？他们就厌弃他。耶稣对他们说，大凡先知除了本地亲属本家之外，没有不被人尊敬的。耶稣就在那里不得行什么异能，不过按手在几个病人身上治好他们。他也诧异他们不信，就往周围乡村教训人去了。
Mark 6, 1 to 6. He went away from there and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. And on the Sabbath he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished, saying, Where did this man get these things? What is the wisdom given to him? How are such mighty works done by his hand? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, A prophet is not without honor, except in his hometown, and among his relatives, and in his own household. And he could do no mighty work there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went about among the villages teaching.
我们上次查考马可福音的时候，从第四章三十五节看到第五章四十三节。
The last time we looked at the Gospel of Mark, we examined Mark chapter 4:35 to 5:43.
在这整段经文里，我们看见一个重复的主题，就是那里的人对耶稣有信心。
We see a repeated theme in this passage from chapter 4 to the end of chapter 5 that.You must have faith in Jesus.
因为耶稣行了许多的神迹，证明他就是神，因为他胜过大自然，他胜过鬼魔，也胜过疾病与死亡，所以让我们看见他是神，我们应该对他有信心。
At that time, Jesus did many miracles of different kinds to show that you can have faith in Jesus. He had shown his, demonstrated his power over nature, demons, sickness and death.
如果我们说第五章是信心的一章经文，现在我们来到第六章的时候，就看见了正好相反，第六章是没有信心的一章经文。
If we think that this passage in entire chapter 5 is about individuals responding in faith, chapter 6 is in stark contrast, and you can refer to it as individuals having no faith.
从马可福音第六章第一到第六节，我们首先就看见耶稣被他的家乡的人给弃绝了。
In chapter 6, verse 1 to 6, we see that Jesus was rejected by his own hometown of Nazareth.
所以我们就可以看到今天的这一个信息的主题，我在这里要问大家，你也要弃绝耶稣吗？
So the theme of today's message,It's a question I'd like to ask you. Will you reject Jesus too?
从第一到第三节，我们就看见了弃绝耶稣的原因。
From chapter 6, verse 1 to 3a, we can see the reason of rejecting Jesus.
我们再来看这三节，耶稣离开那里，来到自己的家乡，门徒也跟从他，到了安息日。他在会堂里教训人，众人听见就甚稀奇，说这人从哪里有这些事呢？所赐给他的是什么智慧？他手所做的是何等的异能？这不是那木匠吗？不是玛利亚的儿子 雅各、约西、犹大、西门的长兄吗？他妹妹们不也在我们这里吗？
Chapter 6 verse 1 to 3. He went away from there and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. And on the Sabbath he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished, saying, Where did this man get these things? What is the wisdom given to him? How are such mighty works done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?
马可福音这里没有告诉我们耶稣的家乡在哪里。
In the, this passage in Mark, it doesn't state where Jesus' hometown is.
不过我们从其他的经文知道耶稣的家乡就是拿撒勒。
But from other passages in scripture, we know that he is born in Nazareth.
因为耶稣是在伯利恒出生的，不过他是在拿撒勒那里长大的。
Sorry, he was born in Bethlehem, but grew up in Nazareth.
在马太福音二章二十三节，我们读到约瑟就是耶稣的父亲，在属世的父亲，他这里到了一座城，名叫拿撒勒，就住在那里。这是要应验先知所说，他将称为拿撒勒人的话了。
We know that on earth, Jesus' earthly father, Joseph, chose to live in Nazareth, and that's where he grew up.
还有在马可福音一章九节，当我们看见耶稣出来讲道的时候，他是从加利利的拿撒勒来。
And we can see in Mark chapter 1, verse 9 and verse 24, that he grew up in Nazareth, but went on preaching in Galilee.
还有在他要赶鬼的时候，那里的这些被鬼附的人称他为拿撒勒人耶稣。
And as he was casting out demons, he was referred to as the Jesus of Nazareth.
更加有力的证据就是在路加福音第四章十六节那里所记载，一个相同的事件，就是耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方，在安息日照他平常的规矩进了会堂，站起来要念圣经。
And even more convincing passage of scripture can be found in Luke chapter 4 verse 16 where it says, And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day and he stood up to read.
这一次耶稣带着门徒来到拿撒勒，他的家乡，这一个不是私自来探亲，他是来教导，来传福音。
His main purpose of going to Nazareth this time was not just to visit, not merely to visit relatives, but more importantly to teach the word.
因为他是带着门徒来的，而且进入这个会堂教导。
Because this time he brought his disciples and entered the synagogue to teach.
我们在马可福音不知道耶稣到底讲了什么，不过路加福音那里的这一个相同的记载就让我们看见耶稣所传的内容到底是什么。
In a parallel passage in Luke, we can understand more clearly what was the content of Jesus' teaching that was not elaborated on in Mark over here.
路加福音第四章，有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他就打开找到一处写着说，主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。耶稣对他们说，今天这经应验在你们耳中了。
In Luke chapter 4 it says, And the scroll of the prophet of Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written.The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And He began to say to them, Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing.
所以当我们回到马可福音第六章的时候，我们能够更加的了解，原来耶稣当天所讲的就是他在宣告他是旧约里所应验的这个弥赛亚。
So when we return to the book of Mark, we realize that on that day Jesus was declaring that he was the Messiah as prophesied in the book of Isaiah.
这里所听见的人，马可福音告诉我们甚稀奇，他们开始发问。
So we find that these people, when they heard about Jesus being the Messiah, were astonished and they started questioning.
第二节，他们说，这人从哪里有这些事呢？所赐给他的是什么智慧？他手所做的是何等的异能呢？这不是那木匠吗？不是玛利亚的儿子雅各、约西、犹大、西门的长兄吗？他妹妹们不也在我们这里吗？
So the people who heard started questioning, saying, where did this man get these things? What is the wisdom given to him? How are such mighty works done by his hands? If not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon, and are not his sisters here with us?
他们听见了耶稣的教导，而且也听闻了他在加百农那里所行的许多神迹。
Not only have they heard what Jesus taught that day, they've also heard about all the miracles that he has done in Capernaum.
因为拿撒勒离这个加百农不远，所以这个传闻就传到了他们的耳中，他们知道耶稣在加百农那里行了许多的异能。
As Capernaum was not far from Nazareth, they heard about all the different deeds that Jesus had done.
所以他们在这里所问的这些问题，不是因为他们不知道在发生什么事情，想要认识的更多。
The questions that they're asking here is not out of ignorance or even curiosity to find out more.
这一些是我们所谓的反问句，他们问的一个问题，这个问题的答案是十分的清楚，甚至不需要给这个答案。
See, these kind of questions were known as rhetorical questions, where these questions have no need for answers to be given because the answers were obvious.
基本上他们是在说，这个不是我们非常熟悉的耶稣吗？我们看着他长大，我们知道他怎样继承他父亲的家业，成为了一个木匠。
What they were saying is, isn't this the Jesus that we knew very well and we're very familiar with? Isn't he supposed to continue the trade that his father is doing in carpentry?
我们也知道耶稣没有在任何这个拉比，出名的拉比底下学习。
We also know that Jesus never studied under the tutelage of any famous rabbi.
我们甚至认识他全家人，一家大小，他的弟弟，他的妹妹，我们都认识。他的家域不是很富裕，家境不是很富裕，而且也没有受过高深的教育。
But we know his whole family, his brothers, his sisters, and we all know his family is not rich or even well educated.
而且这些人称耶稣为玛利亚的儿子。
And also, interestingly, they refer to Jesus as the son of Mary.
我们看第三节这里，他们说不是玛利亚的儿子，中文这里写不是玛利亚的儿子雅各、约西等等的。
In our passage today, it says, isn't this the son of Mary? In verse 3, is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon?
在这个原文，玛利亚的儿子还有雅各之间有另外一个词，就是 kai, 就是和的意思。不是玛利亚的儿子和雅各等等的长兄吗？在英文里就翻译的清楚，在中文里这个和字就没有翻译的出来。
In the original Greek, there's the word kai, which means and it's between the son of Mary and brother of so and so forth. The and is translated in the English more clearly than in the Chinese.
所以当我们读这个华文圣经的时候，看起来玛利亚的儿子是在指雅各、约西、犹大、西门。不过其实玛利亚的儿子只是用来指耶稣。因为是玛利亚的儿子和雅各、约西、犹大、西门的长兄。
Imagine it may appear that this is referring to the son of Mary as all these brothers that he has, but actually what it's referring to is Jesus as the son of Mary.
有一些解经家认为，为什么在这里马可说这个，或者这些人说这个耶稣是玛利亚的儿子，是因为他的父亲约瑟已经去世了。
Bible commentators have said that they refer to Jesus as the son of Mary because Joseph might have already passed away at this point.
是的，这个时候约瑟很可能已经是离开世间了，因为所有的福音书已经再也没有提到约瑟。
It's quite possible that Joseph has already passed from the scene because all the gospels do not mention Joseph.
不过这个不是他们称耶稣为玛利亚之子的理由。
But this is not the real reason why the people were referring to Jesus as the son of Mary.
因为犹太人的习俗里，就算是父亲已经去世了，他们还是会称某个儿子为某某父亲的儿子。
You see, it is actually Jewish tradition, even if the father has passed away, to refer to the person as the son of whoever the father is.
我们看这个不同的这些犹太人的族谱或者家谱，我们就知道，常常是说这个人的儿子，这个人的儿子，提的都是父亲的名字，很明显的父亲都已经不在了。
If you look at the genealogies, it's quite clear that they're often referred to as the son of so and so, son of so and so, because that even if the father has passed away, that's how they recorded their genealogy.
所以当这些人，就是耶稣家乡的人，称耶稣为玛利亚之子，不是因为约瑟已经离世。
So it's not true that because Joseph has passed from the scene that these people in Nazareth refer to Jesus as the son of Mary.
更加有可能的就是他们这样说是因为他们藐视耶稣。
The more accurate reading would be these people in the hometown of Nazareth were actually using it as a form of insult to Jesus.
因为他们的意思是指耶稣是私生子，是玛利亚的儿子，我们不知道他的父亲到底是谁。
Actually, it was a derogatory remark, and what they meant to say was Jesus was an illegitimate child.
因为我们知道玛利亚是还没有嫁给约瑟之前就已经怀孕了。他们如果是看玛利亚跟约瑟几时结婚的，然后再算一算就知道原来怀孕的时候是在结婚之前。
So if they did the digging and the investigation into when Mary was pregnant and when she married Joseph, they could surmise in their own minds that Mary was pregnant before she married Joseph.
我们有非常充分的理由能够相信当时其实就有这样的谣言，耶稣是一个私生子。
Actually, we have proof that back then there were rumors of how people thought Jesus was an illegitimate child.
因为在约翰福音八章四十一节，犹太人说，我们不是从淫乱生的，我们只有一位父，就是神。
You see, even in John chapter 8, verse 41, they, the Jews, said to him, Jesus, we were not born of sexual immorality, we have one father, even God.
为什么犹太人无缘无故的跟耶稣说，我们不是从淫乱生的，好像文不对题一样。
Why would the Jews say to Jesus in this context, suddenly say that we are not born of sexual immorality? It seems out of context to bring this up.
其实他们是间接的指责耶稣，你是从淫乱生的。
Actually, what they're trying to say is they were trying to accuse Jesus of being born of sexual immorality.
还有八章四十八节，犹太人回答耶稣说，我们说你是撒玛利亚人，并且是鬼附着的，这话岂不正对吗？
See, in John 8:48 states, the Jews answered him and said,Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?
为什么犹太人说耶稣是撒玛利亚人？
Why would the Jews call Jesus a Samaritan?
犹太人不喜欢外邦人，不过他们恨撒玛利亚人。
As much as the Jews disliked the Gentiles, they hated the Samaritans even more.
因为撒玛利亚人在犹太人的眼中就是这一个犹太人跟外邦人所生的野种。
You see, in the eyes of the Jews, a Samaritan was as if an illegitimate offspring from the intermarriage of Jews and Gentiles.
你们明白我在说什么吗？
You guys understand what I'm saying?
我们再看一节经文，就是约翰福音九章二十九节。神对摩西说话是我们知道的，这个是犹太人所讲的，只是这个人是指着耶稣，我们不知道他从哪里来。
In John 9:29 says, we know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man Jesus, we do not know where he comes from.
是吗？这个很可笑不是吗？他们不知道耶稣是在伯利恒出生，在拿撒勒长大的吗？
Isn't this amusing? Do they not know that Jesus was born in Bethlehem and he grew up in Nazareth?
他们当然知道。
Of course they did.
他们这里所指的，我们不知道他从哪里来的意思是，他是一个私生子，我们不知道他的父亲到底是谁。
What they really meant was that Jesus was an illegitimate child because they did not know who his real father was.
所以当我们回到来马可福音第六章的时候，我们会看见这一些耶稣家乡的人称耶稣为玛利亚之子，是因为他们知道玛利亚在还没有跟约瑟成亲之前就已经怀孕了，所以耶稣在他们的眼中是私生子，是一个野种。
Coming back to Mark 6, we know that the people called Jesus the son of Mary because Mary was pregnant before she married Joseph. So in their eyes, Jesus was an illegitimate child and nothing more than a bastard in their eyes.
怎么可能有一个卑贱低微的这个木匠，没有学问的这一个私生的杂种能够做这一切事情呢？
So how can a lowly carpenter, an unlearned man, an illegitimate bastard be doing all these great things?
这个是不可能的，是荒谬的，岂有此理，不可信。
It's impossible, absurd, ridiculous, unbelievable.
而且更加严重的是，如果这个人不是从神那里得到这一切，那他会是从谁那里得到这种大能呢？
And much worse than all this, if he was not truly from God, where could he be from?
在他们的脑子里只有另外一个可能性，这一些神迹异能肯定是从魔鬼撒旦来的。
In their minds, all these miracles and spiritualactivities can only come from the devil.
所以我们从这头三节就看见了他们弃绝耶稣的原因。
So from these first three verses, we can see the reason for them rejecting Jesus.
我们来到第三节的下半段到第四节，我们看见这些人弃绝耶稣的责任。
So in verse three, second half to verse four, we see the responsibility of rejecting Jesus.
第三节的下半段，他们就厌弃他。耶稣对他们说：“大凡先知，除了本地亲属本家之外，没有不被人尊敬。”
And they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his hometown and among his relatives and in his own household."
弟兄姐妹，请你听清楚了，他们这种反问句，很明显的答案就是。耶稣能够行这些神迹，既然不是从神那里来，肯定就是从撒旦那里来的。
Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, please listen carefully. What they're really implying with these rhetorical questions is that what Jesus is doing is from the devil himself.
因为他们毫无疑问地听见耶稣以智慧来教导，而且他们也没有质疑耶稣所行的神迹。
You see, because in their minds there's no doubt that Jesus taught with wisdom when they heard him. And there's no doubt that he did all these miracles, which the people also acknowledge.
所以只有两个可能性，因为能够行神迹，有这种这样普通人没有的大能，只有可能是从神，或者是从撒旦。
There are only two possibilities regarding Jesus' wisdom and power in doing all these miracles. It's either from God or from Satan.
如果他们相信是从神那里来的，他们就一定会接受耶稣。
If they truly believe that all these miracles and wisdom and teaching is from God, they would accept Jesus.
换个角度，他们既然弃绝耶稣，这样他们的脑子里肯定是有另外一个定论。
On the flip side, you can see that they rejected Jesus, which means they had another conclusion in their mind.
这个定论是什么呢？
What is this conclusion?
肯定在脑子里，他们是想。这个是从魔鬼来的。
Most definitely in their minds, they think Jesus is from Satan.
就好像这一些法利赛人和文士在马可福音三章二十二节那里告诉我们，从耶路撒冷下来的文士说，他是被别西卜附着，又说他是靠着鬼王赶鬼。
Just like the Pharisees and scribes who said in Mark 3:22, and the scribes who came down from Jerusalem were saying, he is possessed by Beelzebub and by the prince of demons.He cast out the demons.
你看见吗？这里不可能有一个中立的立场。
You see, there is no middle ground here.
耶稣不只是在教导，用这智慧来教导，他行许多的神迹，他医人的病，他赶鬼，而且是靠着大能来做的。
You see, Jesus was not just teaching great things with wisdom, But he was performing miracles, healing diseases, casting out demons with great power.
没有一个脑子清醒的人会觉得这个是一个普通人而已。
No one in their right mind would think that this is just an ordinary man.
如果今天你看见有人行神迹的话，你会说，哎呀，随便什么人都可以做的啦。
It's impossible today if you see someone who's performing miracles to say, ah, anybody could do it.
如果今天我们看见了神迹奇事，我不是说今天有，不过如果我们真的看见的话，你的脑子里面一定在想，这种大能到底从哪里来的。
You see, I'm not saying that there aren't these kind of miracles today, but if you did see a miracle of this kind in its spectacle, your mind would think, where is this from?
只有两个可能性，不然就是从神来的，不然就是从魔鬼来的。
There are only two possibilities, it's either from the devil or it's from God.
让我们来看第三节的下半段，他们就厌弃他。
Let's look at the second half of verse 3. And they took offense at him.
这里希腊原文就在中文翻译版里括号那里写了出来，厌弃他原文是因他跌倒，不过在英文就没有翻出来。
So in the Mandarin, in the parenthesis, it translates the original Greek word as being stumbled.
所以这一节如果要正确逐字的翻译，就是他们因耶稣而跌倒了。
So a more literal translation of this would be, and they were stumbled because of him.
这个不就是保罗在哥林多前书那里所讲的吗？我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。
Isn't this the same kind of phrase used in 1 Corinthians 1:23? And we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and a folly to Gentiles.
所以这些拿撒勒耶稣家乡的人，他们不能够接受这一个没有受过教育，而且是一个卑贱低微私生子，既然能够行这一种这样的神迹奇事，他们完全不能够接受，他们就因着这个原因而跌倒了。或者说他们犯罪了，他们所犯的罪就是他们弃绝耶稣。
Indeed, the people of Nazareth were stumbled because they could not accept that this illegitimate child had this ability to teach all these truths, do all these wonderful miracles. They were stumbled by who Jesus was.
所以他们犯罪了，他们犯的罪就是他们弃绝耶稣，他们以为耶稣是从魔鬼那里来的。
So they committed a great sin, thinking that Jesus was from the devil, and they rejected Jesus.
最可笑的是，当他们弃绝耶稣的时候，他们还跟魔鬼蛇鼠一窝。
You see, the irony of this is when they did reject Jesus, they became in the same camp as the devil.
因为在哥林多后书四章四节告诉我们，此等不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们，基督本是神的像。
You see, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4 it says, in their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
那一些弃绝耶稣的人必须为这自己的罪负全责。
Those who rejected Jesus must be fully responsible for their own sin.
而且他们也会背负自己的罪疚。
And be fully responsible for their guilt.
今天如果你听见神的话，神的话很清楚的见证，耶稣就是神的儿子，是世界的救主，是旧约里所预言的弥赛亚。
Today, if you hear the word of God, know that the word clearly testifies that Jesus is the Son of God, the Savior of the world, the Messiah prophesied in the Old Testament.
他活了一个无罪的生命，在十字架上钉死，被埋葬了，复活了，而且升到天上去了。
Jesus lived a sinless life, died on the cross, was buried, rose again, and ascended into heaven.
如果你弃绝耶稣，你拒绝他，你把他你不理会他，当作他只是一个人或者是一个伟大的教师，这样的话你必须为自己的这个弃绝而负全责。
If you reject Jesus by brushing him aside and saying he's just a man or just a great teacher, you are fully responsible for your sin of rejecting him.
如果你称自己是一个基督徒，你是否就像这一个拿撒勒家乡的人对耶稣非常的认识吗？
If you claim to be a Christian or believer, would you say that you are very familiar with Jesus like the way his hometown of Nazareth was?
拿撒勒的人拒绝耶稣是因为他们对他太过熟悉了。今天有许多基督徒对耶稣也是太过熟悉，而且熟悉到不再敬畏耶稣了。
His hometown of Nazareth rejected him, rejected Jesus because they're very familiar with Jesus. Likewise today, are we so familiar with Jesus that we reject him?
如果你觉得自己很认识耶稣，对他非常熟悉，而不再敬畏他，不再给他他所配得的这一个敬拜，那你也是同样的一样弃绝耶稣。
If you feel very familiar with Jesus to the point where you do not respect him anymore, do you not give him the due honor anymore, aren't you just like the Nazareth hometown that rejected him?
我在这里想了很久，要找一个能够给这一点光照这一点的一个好例子。
I've been thinking a while for a clear illustration to illustrate this point.
不过最后我发现最好的例子就在圣经里面。
But after all this thinking, I found that the best example is found in scriptures itself.
我们可以称这个为以经解经的原则。
We can explain this with a scripture explaining scripture principle.
我们都喜爱听一个很好的故事或者一个很好的这个讲道的例子。不过我希望当我们听这个圣经的时候也一样的兴奋。
I know many of us like to hear the clarity of an illustration outside of the Bible to illuminate a point here, but I hope that you're equally excited when you hear how scripture explains scripture.
我们只是光读圣经，我希望大家听的时候也一样的非常兴奋。
I hope that as we use scripture to explain scripture, that you will be equally excited by the truth found here.
请你打开约翰福音第九章，这里就给了我们一个很好的例子，是一种相同的情况。
Let us turn to John 9, that gives us a very clear illustration of this point.
我会读整章经文，不过我不会解释，因为我要用这一段经文就好像是一个故事一样，来让我们看见这里有两种不同的人，他们有两种不同的反应。
I will read through this passage, and I won't go in details to explain the text, but just to show that there are two different kind of responses.
约翰福音第九章，我们先从第一节读到第七节。
John 9, we'll just read from verse 1 to verse 7 first.
耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼的，门徒问耶稣说，拉比，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪？是这人呢？是他父母呢？耶稣回答说，也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工，黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。我在世上的时候是世上的光。耶稣说了这话，就吐唾沫在地上，用唾沫和和泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上，对他说，你往希罗亚池子里去洗。希罗亚翻出来就是奉差遣，他去一洗，回头就看见了。
As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, it was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. We must workthe works of him who sent me, while it is day. Night is coming, when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Having said these things, he spit on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud and said to him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam. So he went and washed and came back to see him.
第八到第十六节，他的邻舍和那素常见他是讨饭的，就说，这不是那从前做这讨饭的人吗？有人说是他，又有人说不是，却是像他。他自己说是我。他们对他说，你的眼睛是怎么开的呢？他回答说， 有一个人名叫耶稣，他和泥摸我的眼睛，对我说：“你往希罗亚池子去洗。”我去一洗就看见了。他们说：“那个人在哪里？”他说：“我不知道。”他们把从前瞎眼的人带到法利赛人那里。耶稣和泥开他眼睛的日子是安息日，法利赛人也问他是怎么看得看见的。瞎子对他们说：“他把泥抹在我的眼睛上，我去一洗就看见了。”法利赛人中有的说：“这个人不是从神来的，因为他不守安息日。”又有人说：“一个罪人怎么能行这样的神迹呢？”他们就起了纷争。
The neighbors and those who have seen him before as a beggar were saying, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Verse 9. Some said, "It is he." Others said, "No, but he is like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." So they said to him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud and anointed my eyes and said, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. So the Pharisees again asked him how he received his sight. And he said to them, "He put mud on my eyes and I washed and I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner do such signs?" And there was a division among them.
他们又对瞎子说，他既然开了你的眼睛，你说他是怎样的人呢？他说，是个先知。犹太人不信他从前是瞎眼，后来能看见的。等到叫了他的父母来，问他们说，这是你们的儿子吗？你们说他生来是瞎眼的，如今怎么能看见呢？他父母回答说，他是我们的儿子，生来就瞎眼，这是我们知道的。至于他如今怎么能看见，我们却不知道。是谁开了他眼睛，我们也不知道。他已经成了人，你们问他吧，他自己必能说。他父母说这话是怕犹太人，因为犹太人已经商议定了，若有认耶稣是基督的，是要把他赶出会堂。因此他父母说，他已经成了人，你们问他吧。
Verse 17. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him since he has opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but how he now sees we do not know, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself." His parents said these things because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone should confess Jesus to be Christ, he was to be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents said, "He is of age. Ask him."
所以法利赛人第二次叫了那个从前瞎眼的人来，对他说，你该将荣耀归给神，我们知道这人是个罪人。他说，他是个罪人不是，我不知道。有一件事我知道，从前我是瞎眼的，如今能看见了。他们就问他说，他向你做什么？是怎么开了你的眼睛呢？他回答说，我方才告诉你们，你们不听，为什么又要听呢？莫非你们也要做他的门徒吗？他们就骂他说，你是他的门徒，我们是摩西的门徒。神对摩西说话是我们知道的，只是这个人我们不知道他从哪里来。那人回答说，他开了我的眼睛，你们竟不知道他从哪里来，这真是奇怪。我们知道神不听罪人，唯有敬奉神遵行他旨意的神才听他。从创世以来未曾听见有人把生来的是瞎子的眼睛开了，这人若不是从神来的，什么也不能做。他们回答说，你全然生在罪孽中，还要教训我们吗？于是把他赶出去了。
Verse 24. So for the second time they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why? Do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" And they rebelled him, saying, "You are his disciples, but we are disciples of Moses." We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from. The man answered, Why? This is an amazing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshipper of God and does his will, God listens to him. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. They answered him, You were born in utter sin, and would you teach us? And they cast him out.
耶稣听说他们把他赶出去，后来遇见他，就说：你信神的儿子吗？他回答说：主啊，谁是神的儿子，叫我信他呢？耶稣说：你已经看见他，现在和你说话的就是他。他说：主啊，我信。就拜耶稣。耶稣说：我为审判到这世上来，叫不能看见的可以看见，叫能看见的反瞎了眼。同他在那里的法利赛人听见这话，就说：难道我们也瞎了眼吗？耶稣对他们说：你们若瞎了眼，就没有罪了。但如今你们说我们能看见，所以你们的罪还在。
Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and having found him, he said, Do you believe in the Son of Man? He answered, And who is he, sir, that I may believe in him? Jesus said to him, You have seen him, and it is he who is speaking to you. He said, Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him. Jesus said, For judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind. Some of the Pharisees near him heard these things and said to him, Are we also blind? Jesus said to them, If you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say we see, your guilt remains.
我们今天信息的第一点就是弃绝耶稣的原因，因为拿撒勒人对耶稣太过熟悉了，所以他们以为非常认识耶稣，就因着这样而弃绝他。
The first point of our sermon from Mark 6 is the reason of rejecting Jesus. The people of Nazareth were too familiar with Jesus, and they thought they knew him very well.
第二点就是弃绝耶稣的责任。
This is the second point of the sermon, the responsibility of rejecting Jesus.
那一些知道耶稣行了神迹而接受耶稣的、信他、拜他的，他们就得救了。
Those who believe what Jesus taught and accepted the miracles he did, receive Jesus as Lord and worship him.
就好像这个约翰福音第九章瞎了眼得医治的，他信耶稣就拜耶稣。
Just like the blind man in John 9, who believed in Jesus, then he worshipped him.
因为他的定论是什么？第三十三节，这人若不是从神来的，什么也不能做。
Just as in John 9:33, his conclusion was, if Jesus were not from God, he could do nothing.
那一些弃绝耶稣的人必须为自己的选择负全责。
But those who rejected Jesus must take full responsibility for their choice.
因为当他们不信耶稣是从神来的，他们就是说他是从魔鬼来的。
Because when they don't accept that Jesus is from God, they are saying that Jesus is from the devil.
就好像法利赛人在四十一节，耶稣对他们说：“你们若瞎了眼，就没有罪了。但如今你们说我们能看见，所以你们的罪还在。”
Just as in John 9:41, it says, "If you were blind, you would have no guilt." But now that you say we see.Your guilt remains.
那些自称非常认识耶稣而且弃绝他的人必须负责任。
Those who claim to know the Messiah very well but reject Jesus must take full responsibility.
我们现在就来看第三点，弃绝耶稣的结果。
So we'll look at the last point, which is the result of rejecting Jesus.
让我们来看第五还有第六节。
Let's look at verse 5 and 6.
耶稣就在那里不得行什么异能，不过按手在几个病人身上治好他们。他也诧异他们不信，就往周围乡村教训人去了。
And he could do no mighty work there except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went about among the villages teaching.
第五节常常被这一些灵恩派的神医断章取义。
these verses are very popular among charismatic faith healers to quote out of context to support them.
因为他们要支持他们的谎言，他们的谎言就是你如果要得医治，你必须要有信心才能够得医治。
This support, these verses misused to support the lie that for the sick to be healed, they need to have faith.
的确的，这里所用的这些词语看起来似乎是因为耶稣被这些人弃绝了，他们对他没有信心，所以他的大能被压制了。
Indeed, the wording in this verse looks like Jesus' power was limited by the people's rejection.
不过，如果我们是看整本圣经的话，我们知道这样的一个想法是不能被接受的。
But if we look at the entirety of Scripture, this kind of thinking cannot be accepted.
耶稣是神。他是无所不知、无所不能的神。
Jesus is God, and He is omniscient and omnipotent.
记得他大老远的越过这个加利利海到另一边，为的是医治被群鬼所附的那个人。
Remember, He went across the Sea of Galilee specifically on a quest to heal the man possessed of the legion of demons.
回到加利利这一边的时候，他也清楚地知道这个患了血漏的妇人暗地里想要来摸他的衣裳，耶稣很有连续心地给他的大能从衣裳流出，特别留给这个女人。
And he knew about the bleeding woman who has come secretly to get healing from touching the garment, and yet he mercifully allowed his power to flow through his garmentsSpecifically just for her.
只是给她，而不是所有摸她的人。
Just to her, and not everyone was surrounding him and touching him.
他甚至使雅鲁的女儿从死里复活。
He even raised Jairus' daughter from the dead.
他也在这个热烈的阳光底下去到井边，为的是传福音给撒玛利亚妇人。
And he went to the well in the heat of the afternoon specifically.To evangelize the Samaritan woman.
他医治了所有被带到他跟前的人，也不需要去到这个百夫长的家，还能够医治百夫长的这个仆人。
He could heal all those that were brought to him, and he could also heal the centurion's servant without going to the centurion's home.
所以耶稣的大能有没有可能因着这些不信的人而被限制了呢？
So could it be possible that Jesus' power was curtailed and limited because of the people's rejection?
当然不会。
Of course not.
耶稣在这里不行许多神迹的原因，是因为他不只是一个行神迹的人。
You see, the reason that Jesus did not do many miracles there is not because he's just merely a miracle worker.
耶稣所行的神迹是为了认证他所传的信息，让大家知道他所传的信息是从神那里来的。他也是神的使者。
The purpose of his miracles were meant to authenticate the message he was preaching. That his message is from God, and he is the messenger of God.
神迹的目的不是为了要诱发或者是使人产生这个信心。
You see, the purpose of miracles was not to elicit or produce faith.
我们从路加福音十六章三十一节就能够证明。
In Luke 16:31, we can prove this point.
亚伯拉罕说，若不听从摩西而先知的话，就是有一个从死里复活的，他们也是不听劝。
See, in Luke 16:31, it says, He said to him, If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should raise from the dead.
所以不听圣经的话，就完了，不需要有神迹。
See, if you don't listen to God's word, that's the end.There's no need for miracles.
在拿撒勒耶稣家乡的这个情况，这些人知道耶稣所行的这些神迹，他们没有不认这些神迹，不过他们已经下了定论要弃绝他了。
You see, in the case of the hometown of Nazareth, the people knew that the miracles were real, and yet they chose to reject him.
所以耶稣在这里根本没有必要行神迹，如果他继续的行神迹，这样他只不过是一个行神迹的人罢了。
Because of this, there's simply no need for Jesus to do any miracles here, because if he continued to do so, he would just be a mere miracle worker and nothing more.
而且 耶稣在这里不行许多神迹，其实是对他家乡的人的一种恩典。
On top of that, Jesus is actually being gracious to his hometown by not doing so many miracles here.
因为如果他不断地在这里行神迹，他们所得到的启示更大。当他们弃绝耶稣的时候，他们所受的刑罚会更大。
Because if he continue to do more miracles there, that would mean that they will be receiving even more revelation from God, and the punishment that will result from their rejection will be even greater.
请你们打开圣经到马太福音第十一章。
Listen to Matthew 11:20.
马太福音第十一章二十到二十四节。
Matthew 11:20-24.
这里就让我们看见，如果有许多的神迹行在那一个地方，他们不悔改的话，所受的刑罚将会更大。
We see the principle here that if there were even more miracles done in a particular location and they do not repent, their judgment is even greater.
马太福音十一章二十节，耶稣在诸城中行了许多异能，那些城的人终不悔改，就在那时候责备他们说。哥拉逊啊，你有祸了！伯赛大，你有祸了！因为在你们中间所行的异能，若行在推罗、西顿，他们早已被披麻蒙灰悔改了。但我告诉你们，当审判的日子，推罗、西顿所受的，比你们还容易受呢。
Verse 20, then he began to denounce the cities where most of his mighty works have been done.Because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you.
加百农啊，你已经升到天上，将来必坠落阴间，因为在你那里所行的异能，若行在索多玛，它还可以存到今日。但我告诉你们，当审判的日子，索多玛所受的，比你还容易受的。
Verse 23, and you, Capernaum, will you be exalted in heaven? You will be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works done in you have been done in Sodom, it will remain until this day.Tell you that it will be more tolerable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom than for you.
所以让我再说多一次，当这些人弃绝耶稣的时候，这个结果就是耶稣没有在那里行许多的神迹，不是因为他们弃绝耶稣使他的能力被限制了，而是因为耶稣对他们有恩典，不要给他们太过多的启示，不然将来他们所面对的刑罚将会更重。
Let me repeat that this is actually a gracious deed by our Lord to not continue doing miracles there because if he did, there will be even greater judgment on this city.
耶稣的家乡拿撒勒人弃绝耶稣，他们的不幸令到甚至神的儿子耶稣基督也诧异。
This level of unbelief in Nazareth was so shocking that even Jesus marveled at it.
在马可福音，我们或许看不出他们拒绝耶稣或者弃绝耶稣的严重性到底到了什么地步。
We may not be able to see the severity of the rejection in this passage in Mark.
可是如果我们再翻到这个路加福音第四章，我们就知道他们听了耶稣所传的，他们所弃绝耶稣的程度到底到了什么地步。
If we look at the parallel account in Luke 4, we may get a glimpse of the details of how.This unbelief was.
路加福音四章二十八节，会堂里的人听见这话，都怒气满胸，就起来撵他出城。他们的城造在山上，他们带他到山崖，要把他推下去。
When they heard these things, all in the synagogue were filled with wrath, and they rose up and drove him out of town, and they brought him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they could throw him down the cliff.
他们知道耶稣自称是旧约所预言的弥赛亚。
These people understood that Jesus claimed to be the Messiah of the Old Testament.
他们弃绝强到这个地步，甚至要杀了耶稣。
Their rejection of him was so strong they wanted to murder Jesus.
不过当然，耶稣的时期未到，所以他就离开了，去其他的地方传道。
Of course, Jesus' time to die was not up yet, so he went away to preach in other areas.
在这个时候，耶稣对他们是有怜悯的，没有在这里行许多神迹。不过那些来他这里要得医治的，他都医治了。
At this stage, Jesus was being merciful to them by not performing more miracles, except for those who had faith and came to him, those he healed.
因为他们弃绝耶稣，所以他们就得不到这个属世的这个福气。
As a result of their rejection of Jesus, the people did not enjoy the earthly blessing of being healed.
不过，当这个最后的审判来的时候，弃绝耶稣的结果会更加的严重。
But when the final judgment comes, the result of rejecting Jesus will be even more serious.
将会是永远的在地狱里，在阴间里受折磨、受刑罚。
It will be eternal damnation in hell to receive suffering forever.
今天，如果你听见神的话，神的话清楚的认证耶稣就是神的儿子。
If you hear the word of God today, the word clearly declares that Jesus is God's son.
你会相信他吗？
Would you believe him?
你会敬拜他，就是他所配得的来敬拜他吗？
Would you worship him in the right manner as he deserves?
或者他在你的眼目中已经成为一个太过熟悉的人？
Or is it to you that he is so familiar a person?
你要信圣经。
You need to believe him.
你没有原因弃绝耶稣。
You have no reason to reject Jesus.
你也不要负这一个弃绝耶稣的责任。
And then you don't have to bear the consequences of rejecting Jesus.
你也不需要面对弃绝耶稣的结果。
Sorry, you don't have to deal with the responsibility of rejecting Jesus.All the result of rejecting Jesus.
让我们重新祷告。
Let us pray one time. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the truth that's taught here, and help us then to not just point at the Jews for rejecting your Son, but help us to reflect and think about our own possible rejection of your Son. Help us to be carefulthat we are not rejecting Jesus as well. We thank you for today's message, and we do pray that we will constantly treasure Jesus and not allow familiarity to breed contempt. Help us to treasure Jesus every day. In your Son's name.